General Assembly sessions end when bills are pushed through without warning and so recklessly that this year the fireworks that caused the station fire were legalized. That should be a monumental wake-up call, but I fear it isn't. We may have given up on the Assembly's ever-changing its ways, but we don't have to give up. It is up to the Secretary of State as monitor of open government to take action when the Assembly refuses to. The Secretary of State's office issues an annual report on the General Assembly's voluntary compliance with the open meetings law. Last year, Secretary Mollis gave the General Assembly mostly A's and B's for overall performance. When all violations occurred during the final days of the session when the Assembly conducted the bulk of its work. To my mind, the final exam is 80% of the grade, and a student who does poorly on it, despite turning in the homework all term, earns an F. As Secretary of State, I will issue an annual access report on the Assembly that has teeth. The citizens of Rhode Island are entitled to know how their elected officials vote on bills promptly on a searchable online legislative database. If the General Assembly won't do this, and it killed legislation this year to require it, then the Secretary of State should take this on as part of its open meetings, compliance, and library functions. Secretary of State staff can record the votes and put them quickly onto the Secretary of State's website. There's no reason we have to wait for this, and there's no reason why this shouldn't have been done long ago. All of you who are running against incumbents are hamstrung in your ability to find out how your opponent voted, and thus how to campaign. And voters need to know who stands where on the issues. As the chief election officer, the Secretary of State has an obligation to take this function on herself, if need be.